Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So my guess, and this is only a guess, because again, we're reading a decrypted social media post. TJ Watt is in a contract negotiation situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've seen several top edge rushers get paid. Myles Garrett topping $40 million. We still have Micah Parsons need to get paid. We still have Trey Henderson needs to get paid. But TJ Watt, set to make just $21 million this year, is in that category. Generally, when a player makes a social media post, it forces us to talk about it on TV like we're doing right now. It is because contract negotiations are not going as well as anybody had hoped.
NFL Network's Ian Rappaport talking about contract negotiations not going well with Steelers pass rusher TJ Watt.
I wonder if his house is up for sale with jerseys inside.
I wonder what it would cost to get him here into Buffalo.
About $21 million.
Well, it's going to cost you more than that. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, per year, I should say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hour number three, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you. Before we get into a mock draft, that clip is very much worth talking about.
Yeah.
With the Pittsburgh Steelers, because, oh my God, could you imagine how top 10 in the NFL draft the Pittsburgh Steelers are without TJ Watt?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know what kind of blood magic they have at this point where, you know, Pittsburgh always ends up going
like over 500. Yeah, just over 500.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but if TJ Watt is gone from that team,
you'll lose a big part of that.
They are going to be a top 10 pick so fast, your head's going to spin.
You don't think Tomlin will somehow save it?
I mean, if it were to happen, then I'm like, yeah, okay, so Mike Tomlin is bargaining with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no.
He sold his soul.
There's no way.
That would be crazy if that happened. I don't see the money working out for Buffalo. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I just think it's too strapped at this point. Even though they've done a lot of work for it in the restructuring, all of that. Like, Brandon Bean's done a great job. It's too rich still for a multi-year deal doing that. Would I love it? That's a whole different conversation.
32 NFL franchises should want TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Not all 32 of them are realistically going to get TJ Watt.
No. And, yeah, I'm sure he'd love to come play for Buffalo. His brother was heavily rumored to end up here years ago, right?
Right.
Sure, he'd love to come play for a contender.
Right.
But a lot of these contenders, unfortunately, are cap-strapped because they have their high assets pulling on the money. So you got to kind of do what you got
to
do.
For me, it's, I need to see the Steelers try to blink twice now. One with Aaron Rodgers, now the other with TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Steelers organization needs to go on one big darkness retreat. Think things over.
No. That's how you end up with Aaron Rodgers.
You're right.
So
stand in the sun.
That would be like, oh boy, like if TJ Watt ends up a draft day trade.
They've got to go to Alaska where the sun doesn't set.
That would be the Steelers saying, we're starting over.
Yeah.
They would then, if they had a trade done for TJ Watt, that would be, we have the ammunition to pick whatever quarterback we want, either this year or next.
So TJ Watt, is his deal up and they're looking?
You're up next, just for, it's up next year.
Okay, so this is an extension talk. So he's got another season. It's James Cook. essentially.
But it sounds like it's not going well.
Right. So could you trade for him for 1 year even, right?
Right.
Use him this year and then reevaluate from there. You got Bosa. You got TJ Watt. Greg Russo.
I would go ahead and say that that's hilariously dream-worthy. But ready? Mm-hmm. Bosa's contract ends next year.
Right.
Same with TJ Watts.
So I'm saying, you take a shot on those guys. Watt, it would be...
No, ready? That's a next year discussion.
Right. Right.
It's not even... I'm not even thinking about it for this year. It's... The Bills made their move this year at pass rush. And that was what the Myles Garrett conversation was he was the face to, you need to improve your pass rush. Mm-hmm. Have to. And you need to get someone who is going to be productive to do that. The Bills' answer for that is Joey Bosa for a year. Maybe they have the foresight about this. I don't know. That'd be sick. If they go with Joey Bosa and then they move on and the next year it's TJ Watt to end his career in Buffalo. Okay. That'd be sick nasty. There are injury concerns with TJ Watt as well, as he's, you know, had a couple of seasons where he's banged up and everything of the sort. That said, I wouldn't mind getting another pass rusher in the draft. Really, no, wouldn't mind it.
I would not either. I'm all for that.
So, on our website at WGR550.com, throughout the month of April, Howard Simon and Joe Marino are putting together draft profiles for four positions that the Bills should be targeting. Cornerback, wide receiver, defensive end, defensive tackle. And on the website, they've just wrapped up the fifth of their five profiles on the defensive tackle position. So the five players at D-tackle that Joe Marino has looked into, Kenneth Grant, who's mm-hmm. seemingly everyone's favorite prospect at this point at the D-tackle position.
Yep.
Derek Harmon out of Oregon.
Okay.
Alfred Collins out of Texas. I think he's a perfect second rounder for this Bills team. Tyleek Williams out of Ohio State. I think he's in the same range as Collins. And Darius Alexander, a player that I think is more of he's a early second, late first round candidate. So if you don't end up taking him, Derek Harmon, and Kenneth Grant, they're all in that first tier of players that the Bills can acquire at the defensive tackle position. And then players like Collins and Tyleek Williams are second.
Okay.
On that tier.
I like it. I'm with you on that.
And all of them are, like, they are traditional nose tackle types. They are guys that they're big boys. And I'm saying, at this point, if I see a defensive tackle drafted that has a 200 next to his name, I don't want him.
No, you want a big boy.
I want the space-eating, 300-pound at minimum dude that is going to open up Ed Oliver to become a star again.
You need Jones's replacement.
Yes.
That's what you need.
You need the one tech.
Yep. Because Oliver went, before Jones' pectoral tear, that's where Ed earned his money.
Yes.
He was having a great season. And then
both of them were.
Both of them, yeah. But then Jones never came back from his pectoral tear,
which
the same,
a tough injury to have.
And his age, like the odds just weren't in his favor on that.
Right. It's a tough combo.
You just need somebody to fill that position and play it as effectively as he was.
I'm still thankful for the couple of years of high production that Daquan Jones gave you.
Yeah, he was huge on the defense.
But now you need to have that replacement ready to go.
Yeah. And I think the draft is where you're going to find a young guy who can do that for an extended period of time.
What better way to look at the exercises than to do one ourselves? And there's only one type of music that I will ever do my mock drafts to. Oh, yeah. It's time for another Mock Draft Simulator.
Let's go.
We're going in it, baby. And Trevor Howard is now in the glass over here. He's flexing on us. I don't know why. He's a Colts fan.
Yeah, right.
But
exactly.
I do think, though, that there's going to be plenty of opportunity here for the Bills to try to trade up for a player. I'm starting to really like the idea of trying to go up and get an edge rusher like a James Pierce or a Shamar Stewart, mostly because you're not going to get another one of those edge rushers at that point. Corner is also another one of those. I'm kind of losing my... I'm losing my defensive tackle edge.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And now it's more or less looking like I kind of want it to be a pass rusher or a corner first.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. If they take a cornerback, I'm not upset.
Oh, no, no.
Because that's a needy position.
People are probably thrilled if they take a corner.
A defensive lineman or cornerback, that's where either or I'm fine. Like, I'm more than happy with that.
All right. So here's what we'll do. We'll do a two-rounder this time around.
Okay.
But we're going to go slow and see what's getting taken so that we can take the opportunity to trade up if we need to.
Okay.
We're using ESPN's mock simulator for this. We're going to do a slow speed, and we're going to take a look at what happens here. So, first would go Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and then Abdul Carter. So now, here we are. Everything's kind of looking chalk right away. Top five is Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, Will Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Though I think, honestly, I think the Patriots, like, four and five, I think, are mixed. If I'm the Patriots, I'm taking the offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Mason Graham might be the best player
you
available.
You need an offensive line.
But you need
line.
Offensive line yeah. so bad.
Drake May was legitimately playing with a slice of Swiss cheese in front of him last year.
And whoever
was
that quarterback was.
What's
so
that?
Then whoever was that quarterback for New England was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So then we've got Shedeur Sanders, Ashton Jeanty, Armand Mabou, Tyler Warren, the tight end going to New Orleans. Oh, I'd laugh my ass off at that one if New Orleans took a tight end at 9.
Yeah, with
Jalen
whole
Walker at edge rusher going to the Bears at 10.
Especially with the Derek Carr situation, if New Orleans did that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you got to pad your locker room a little bit.
Also, Trevor would be punching air. That's one of his guys that he wants is the tight end, Tyler Warren.
Oh,
yes.
For the Colts, yes. Sorry.
Trevor would be punching air.
They haven't been winning recently. It's a little forgettable.
Will Johnson, Colson Loveland, the other tight end going, and so that's two first-round tight ends that the Colts don't get before mm-hmm. 14. They would end up with Tet McMillan, though. Will Johnson, Jadae Barron, the corners that get taken there as well within the top 15. So we're going to start, we're going to get through the 20 picks, and then we're going to start looking at, okay, what is the market looking like here?
Okay.
Ooh, a lot of hearts get broken here, actually.
Kenneth Grant. Yeah.
Gone. Nick Emmanuori. Gone.
I think that can happen, though. I think teams will swing on them
Emin
earlier.
Emin Lurie is probably going to get a little bit more of that draft hype because of his athletic profile.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of losing my attachment to him. He mm-hmm. was one of my guys. Like I feel like that's a player the Bills desperately need. But I am starting to think that it's not realistic anymore.
But even Grant, you might have to trade up if you really want him. Like if he's your...
Grant is a player. Shamar Stewart is a player like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Williams as well, the edge rusher out of Georgia. Another one of these players. And now, so we're at pick 22.
What are we looking like on the board right now?
What are we looking at on the board here? Here's what we're looking at. We are looking at James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee being available. Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle. Donovan Aziraku from Boston College, another good edge rusher that the Bills should be, Bills fans should really be familiarizing themselves with at this point. Maxwell Harrison, your best corner, probably along with Ezra Thomas. Harrison out of Kentucky. Thomas out of Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking to move up just yet. I mean, Pierce is interesting to me, but you know, let's see a couple more picks, see what's happening here. And the Chargers go with a running back. Okay, no, that actually would make sense because like that's the Greg Roman effect happening.
Yeah.
Izaraku goes at 26. I was too late to hit pause and try to get a trade up there. A pair of offensive tackles going as well as Luther Burden to the Texans. I like that pick, actually.
That's a good pick.
That would be
them.
A great pick for a Houston team.
Mm-hmm.
So at 27, we're three picks away. I mean, you know what? Why not make a little trade? Let's trade up to
27?
Yeah, let's trade up to 27 with the Baltimore Ravens. I'm sure this will go over well with the fan bases that feud with each other. What am I going to do, though? I'm going to throw in a couple fifth-round picks. And get myself into the third round.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not going to make that third round pick, but I'm gonna find a way to get in there.
We're gonna get it. We're going to get it.
Because the Bills do this a lot, actually. So what we're going to do is we're going to get 27 and 91.
Okay.
So we're going to get ourselves late into the third round, but that's still in the third round. The Bills like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give up 109. That's that fourth round pick. 170 and 177. So that's one of those bundles in the fifth round. And 177. So that's two of them.
Isn't it crazy?
But the 177 actually is in the sixth round.
Yes. Isn't it crazy, though, how much the plan changes in a year? Last year, we were like, if they draft off or defense, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Right? It's all – everyone's hammering defense in
so
the first
I'm
round.
I'm moving up three spots in the first round, 18 from round four to round three, and it's going to cost me a fifth and a sixth, and the Bills have 10 picks. I don't want to use all 10 picks.
Right. Use eight?
Yes.
Seven, maybe?
And now it's a question of, okay, what do you got? What am I trading up for? What do I want to get here? James Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee, seems to be available here. So was Hairston, Ezra Thomas, Derek Harmon.
I like the Tennessee edge rusher here, if I had to pick.
I'm probably going to go ahead and say I'm going to overrule you on this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a corner.
Okay. I like I said, I'd be fine with an edge rusher or cornerback. I just think edge, if I could make a case, I'm not telling you to change what you're picking or anything like that.
The thing
just
is that
my thinking.
Lot of the corners, they seem to be one of the, like, they're going to threaten at late first, early second.
Yeah.
There are going to be a couple pass rushers that are going to be available around the second round.
Right.
So I'm going to take Hairston here, the corner out of Kentucky, and be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
And then that would mean I'm vaulting the Lions and the Commanders, teams that probably want a corner.
Oh, yeah, both of them would probably be in the market for that. So
Harmon, Ekuba, Pierce, Malachi Starks being the players taken there. Siobhan Revelle, one of Nate Geary's favorites, Trey Amos, Benjamin Morrison, all going before pick 40. So the run on corners has happened, and we started.
Got ahead of it.
Ezra Thomas also gone. Like, that's exactly where these corners are going to go, is there. And I'm going to say something that I'm going to hate. For us sitting here on draft night, trade back is actually very much a possibility.
That's I'm with
As a matter of fact,
that.
I'm expecting it.
I mean, we were out to lunch a couple weeks ago, and I said, I think they trade out of the first round.
So we took a corner with the first pick that we had. What are we looking at now? All right, so D-tackle, there's a couple options here. Josh Farmer, Tyleek Williams, who has one of the draft profiles there. Alfred Collins just going before we had a chance to go and get him. At edge, I look at players like Nick Scorton, Josiah Stewart, are players that are good options available for you as well in that area. But again, edge is probably not my biggest need at the moment right there. Wide receiver, for those curious, Jaden Higgins, Trey Harris, and Jalen Royals as well, a player that the Bills had on for a visit, or are going to have on a visit, also hanging around in this area at pick 56. I'm probably going to go ahead and get myself a player like Tyleek Williams. I think I'm very much a fan of what he's been capable of doing. But also, at safety, I have to go ahead and do my due diligence. Kevin Winston Jr. from Penn State is a player that I really like, and I hope that he falls more than these simulations are giving him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping teams are more scared of the injury that he has and the devaluation a little bit of drafting a safety high.
Right.
Billy Bowman is a player that the Bills also had in for a visit, but that's probably a perfect third round range kind of player.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take myself Tyleek Williams here.
Mm-hmm.
Get ourselves a D-tackle, get ourselves that space eater.
If you don't take a D-tackle first and you take a corner, you're going to take a D-tackle second. If you take a D-tackle first, your next pick's a corner. I think that's just how that's going to be.
And almost immediately two D-tackles go after I...
We've started the train today.
TJ Sanders and Josh Farmer are two of the D-tackles that end up going from this. And now I'm going to go ahead and do something a little bit not my style here. I'm going to take a wide receiver.
Okay.
Take Jalen Royals out of Utah State. The Bills are going to have him in for a visit, reportedly. And I do think that that's going to be an interesting thing, what they're going to do. The amount of wide receivers that they're hosting tells me they're going to take one eventually. When is going to be the question, and I think that late second is going to be the time. It's a higher investment still. It's a second-round pick. And that would be something that kind of makes everyone happy. You get a corner, a D-tackle, and a wide receiver within your first three picks. I think that that's a perfect way to go about it.
I agree. Wide receiver is a need, whether you want to say it or
it's
not.
It's a need.
But it's
but
not
I also
a first
think
round
it's a
need.
Day one or day two need.
Yeah.
It's not a first round need because I don't think that the board is going to work in your favor.
No.
You need someone like McMillan or Burden to fall drastically in order for that to happen. As for the others, as for those other positions, they are bigger needs, but it's also the draft board's going to shake out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, yes, wide receiver, when you look at the roster, is still absolutely one of those needs. It's going to be something. that is high on the priority list, because you look at the Bills roster, it doesn't look like it's a promising group. That said, you got to look at how the draft board's going to fall comparatively to what you're going to end up with.
Yeah.
If you reach on a receiver, it's never going to be a great time if you're reaching for players.
Yeah. And I know everybody says, right, last year it didn't look like the receiving room was anything special. But at the same time, I don't think the Bills can replicate that exact level of success. Not saying they won't, right? I think they'll be successful. That's not what I'm trying to say. But it's outlandish to think they can just replicate without adding something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, and
if the Bills were to double dip at a position, what would you probably want them to take out of a D-tackle, pass rusher, corner, or wide receiver?
If they were to double dip?
Yes. I'm probably looking at corner.
Yeah, I would say stack the cornerback position. You don't have much there. And D-tackle, really, all you're looking for is the Daquan Jones replacement. You have other pieces that work.
Edge rusher is the same thing. I think that there's a chance to add a younger player early on.
Mm-hmm. I think you need someone better than Epinesa in that rotation.
Yes.
But I think cornerback's your biggest need.
Honestly, I'm going to rank it at corner, wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And then either the defensive line positions for a double dip.
Yeah.
Because I think if you go ahead and add someone like with a second round pick and then a fifth or a sixth rounder, there's more opportunities for players to fight for a roster position. See how you can contribute. See if you can even try to find a way with the new kickoff rules to be a little bit more dynamic. Because the Bills signed Laviska Shenault as a kick returner based on the new rules, because the touchback moving up to the 35-yard line. Are you kidding?
They're trying to punish the touchbacks. So, which, I mean,
yes,
I get it, because it makes the game more exciting with returns, and they're trying to promote more returns, but
they are trying to make the coaches go, stop taking fun out of this. Mm-hmm. Let's try the new rules out.
Yep, yep. Because the 30, everyone's skill. Like, oh, five more yards, but yeah. Now it's 10.
I thought it would be a good idea to just move the kickers back, but the way that Sal Capaccio and I talked about it on the Extra Point Show a couple weeks back, I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be exciting. I think this one will be more drastic change.
Yes.
Than, well, of course it will yardage-wise, but just visually watching the games, I think it'll make more of a difference.
Yes. So there's plenty to think about and look at when it comes to the positions and everything like that. We'll take a break, and I'm going to allow you the opportunity to
give
try
me the
to defend
on
yourself on something about a quarterback in a subpar draft class.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk more about that coming up next.